This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. Today we are speaking with Chief Lavallee from the Paiapod First Nation, which is located in southern Saskatchewan. Chief, thank you for joining Nation Talk.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to come here and speak to your listeners.
We are on the traditional Mohawk territory today, attending AFN AGA. Chief, what are some of the larger issues being addressed by the Assembly, and would you provide us your thoughts?
Well, you know, one of the issues that's relevant to us in our First Nations is obviously the TRC and the reconciliation process from this whole residential school era, because the residential school system kind of hit our community in our area very hard. I myself attended a residential school, and the effects of those schools are, you know, intergenerational, and we will be dealing with them, you know, for generations to come. And obviously, having those issues addressed here nationally are beneficial to all of our First Nations communities, specifically us. We, obviously, the loss of language in our community, the loss of culture, and the policies stemming from the residential school system are affected our community greatly, and we are now, as other communities are, starting to, you know, try to get back to our roots and who we are as First Nations people. So that's being addressed here. So that gives me confidence in the AFN, led by one of our own Saskatchewan people, Chief Perry Bellegarde's leading the issue. So I have confidence in him and confidence that we are moving in a good direction here at the Assembly on that issue specifically.
That's good. Chief Lavallee, what important messages are you bringing to the Assembly from Paiapod?
Well, first of all, you know, traditional territory of the Mohawk here, I've personally received a warm welcome from the people here, so I'm grateful for that, and as is customary amongst First Nations people, just to welcome each other in open, welcoming arms. So I'm grateful for that, to be welcomed here in the territory as a representing my community. I guess one of the reasons I wanted to come here is because, like many communities, we do have issues in our community. One being right now, we are starting the process of negotiating a flood claim in our territory back home. Our community is part of the Qu'Appelle Valley system, and in the early 1940s, there was control structures placed on either side of our community, and in the 1980s, there was a channelization project that ran straight through our community, affecting our natural meadowlands that our people would, get hay from, and hay and a lot of resources from the valley and from the water that flowed through there. And our community was greatly damaged and affected. It's just like there were concerns on either side of the valley, and we were a fix. A quick fix, and the fix was brought in, and we were forgotten about. But the effects of that fix didn't fix our community. So, like, I was here in contact with Chief Bellegarde and whoever I could talk to about advocating on a political level for our settlement of our flood claim. And of course, our flood claim has not been validated yet. We're still in the process of doing that. But you know, the red tape, the political advocacy, and the process of getting that claim settled is, you know, one of the reasons I came here. And I have received support from the AFN on that, through Chief Bellegarde. He's in full support of our flood claim and very familiar with our situation back home. So coming here, I feel that, you know, there was no resolution or conclusion to that achieved here, but there was a commitment to work with us and continue on with our issues here, that being one of them.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us. Do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
I guess I'd just like to say that this Assembly, I don't know how it's perceived by the majority of your listeners or our First Nations people. It may not be perceived as productive, but when we're trying to advocate and represent all of our First Nations people, it's just a slow process, and the fact that we can gather and talk about these issues is, you know, may not seem productive, but we are taking steps to represent our people on these issues, and a great opportunity to do that is here at the Assembly. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to come here, meet other chiefs, listen to other issues, and again, speak to the issues of our community Because a lot of our issues are common. Like, we're no different than the other community when regards to lack of funding and lack of housing, lack of opportunity, and racism. So we are here, and as a collective, we are addressing these issues as the best we can.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.